baptism. There's the thought of salvation. There's the idea of universality. And there's prayer. But with all of those, I think the most important thing of all is change. Jesus' whole life changed at his baptism. It didn't change who he was, but it changed how he was living out who he was. We know about Christmas just a couple of weeks ago when Christ was born. We celebrated when Christ was born just a couple of weeks ago. We know a little bit about his early life. We know that King Herod was wondering about him. We know that he was visited by the shepherds, that the angels came. We read all of this in Scripture. And that the three wise men came, representing the rest of the world. But we don't know a whole lot about what happened. We know about him going to the temple to be blessed, to be presented at the temple. We know about him going at age 12, we read in Scripture, he went to Jerusalem to the temple for the Feast of Passover. And then that's when he got, he was left behind and he was speaking to the people in the temple. Officials in the temple. But between age 12 and now, which most people suppose to be around age 30, between those two times, either nothing was written about him, or he didn't have much to do as far as his earthly mission was concerned. So now, at his baptism, his earthly mission is about to begin. All these years he's been in obscurity, and now he's going to spend the next 3 years or so preaching and teaching, performing miracles, ministering to the people of God, and finally suffering and dying for our sins. It's important to remember, I think, that number one, we come here each week to receive the body and the blood of Christ. But it's also very important to remember that we come here to try to hear the Word of God and to try and understand how the Word of God affects us in our lives. How does Jesus' baptism, which was a change in his life or initiated a change in his life, how does that affect us? And how does our own baptism affect us? And the change that it may or may not bring about in our lives causes us to think who, how, why. Who was Jesus? Jesus was the Son of God. He came to save us from our sins. He came to save all people who believed in him from us, from their sins. He also approached everything he did with prayer. In the Gospel of Luke, throughout the Gospel, shows Jesus at prayer at times that were very important in his life, in his mission, ministering to the people. He was at prayer when he chose his apostles, before he chose his apostles. He was at prayer before, right after the baptism happened. He went into the desert for 40 days to pray to begin his ministry. He was at prayer when he took Peter, James, and John up on the mountain and was transfigured before them. His divinity was revealed. He prayed before he performed miracles such as the feeding of the 5,000 people. He prayed when he was on the cross. He prayed at all those times. It's so all this mean about our baptism? When we're baptized into Christ, like Holden James is going to be today. He must have left the room. No, he's back there. Okay. When we're baptized into Christ, we become a child of God. And we belong to Christ. So does that mean that when we're baptized, at that moment, our lives change like they did for Jesus at his baptism? And the way that we live out who God made us to be starts happening right then and right there? Is that what's going to happen with Holden James? Is his life going to change today? Well, it's possible. I think I know of one person whose life changed, and their purpose in life was realized at their baptism and began then and continued then. It is possible. But for most of us, just the seed is planted at our baptism. And that seed begins to germinate. And at certain times in our life, we become aware that that seed is growing. And we become aware of the fact that God made us for a reason, that there's a purpose for our life. The way we find out about this is we talk to God. Jesus, as I said, talked to God. He probably never said the Hail Mary. He probably never said the Apostles' Creed, but he did say the Our Father. He taught them. That's one of the things he prayed about before he taught his apostles how to pray. So, even though our baptism changes our lives may not begin changing right then and right there. We need to be open to the change, but it happens. I know people that it's already happened to. And many of us, maybe it hasn't happened yet. Father Adam, at some point in his life, and he's talked about it before, some of the things, at some point in his life, he got the first message. Maybe it happened at his baptism, maybe not. But he got the first message about, do I become a priest? Is that how God wants me to live my life? And then another event may have happened, another. He believes and hopes that this is the way God wants him to live out his life. I can trace my own journey back to when I was 5 years old. And there are certain events, one of them just out of the blue, certain events that happened that I believe took me to the place where I am today. And I hope and pray to God that I'm living out my life the way God wants me to do. I know others in this parish that I know some things about their lives that have brought them to the point where they are today. We never know how. I read something recently that had quite an effect on me, and I believe it illustrates my point that the baptismal seed is in all of us, germinating in all of us. And that at some point in time, or points in time, it will come to fruition. What I read about was about an icon. It's a religious, it's a painting, drawing, can be a painting or drawing. But it sort of depicts a story. And this particular icon showed the risen Christ. He had risen from the dead. He broke down with his arms, with his hands, with his body. He broke down the gates of hell. And he, with his arms, he reached into the graves of Adam and Eve. saved them from their sins. That icon and the description of it really blew me away. I always thought of Adam and Eve as probably having been reconciled to God and probably being in heaven. I never thought of them being in hell. And I thought probably God had forgiven them. They had repented and God had forgiven them for the sins they committed. But then isn't that what this is saying? God, Jesus was saving them from their sins. Jesus saved us all from our sins. It's not the in-the-box way of thinking about it that many of us think about or that many of us follow in religion. It's a little different. And it really took me by surprise. But it makes you think. It makes you think and know and understand and believe that God planted the seed at our baptism. And that we don't know when, and we don't know where, but we talk to God and we ask Him to help us to be open to His working in our lives. Even though we feel like maybe we understand that we might be on the right path. What do we do to stay on the right path? If we don't think we know what it was, if we don't understand, maybe we feel like it can't happen to us, we need to talk to God to be open to how and when and where. He's going to help us lead the kind of life that He made us. Final analysis, I believe it goes back to the factors I mentioned in the beginning. Universality, God came to save all people who believe in Him. Baptism, I belong to Christ. I am a child of God. Salvation, Jesus came to be human in order to save us all from our sins. And prayer. It's so important for us to talk to God, to understand how we are to live and be the people He made us to be. Look for the change that your baptism brought about in your life. You may not feel it.